Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following advertisement.
For 25 years, Patterson's has been serving the automobile repair needs of the residents of Richmond. We have 5 full-time mechanics ready to fix any problems your vehicles may have. This month, in honor of our 25th anniversary, we're having a special event. All tune-ups are available at half price, and we're also selling vehicle accessories at discounts of between 20 and 40%. We're also pleased to announce that we are now open 24 hours a day. So anytime you experience problems with your vehicle, come to 76 Walton Avenue and let us take care of it for you.
Number 71. Why is the store having a sale? Number 72. How much can customers save on a tune-up? Number 73. What change does the speaker mention? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following telephone message. Hello, Ms. West. This is Jim Hampton from the management office. I'd like to remind you that your lease with us is set to expire approximately 6 weeks from now. If you intend to renew it, please be sure to let us know within the next 2 weeks. Otherwise, we'll assume you aren't interested in returning, so we'll start advertising for a new tenant to replace you. In case you plan to renew, your monthly rent will be the same that you are currently paying. You'll be required to sign a standard 2-year lease once again. Please call me back or visit me in my office as soon as you can. Number 74. Why did the speaker call Ms. West? Number 75. What does the speaker say about Ms. West's monthly rent? Number 76. What does the speaker ask Ms. West to do? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following talk.
Good morning, everyone. I'd like to express my appreciation for your assistance with this morning's road race. We had the largest number of runners ever, and the race went smoothly thanks to your voluntary efforts. Now that the race has concluded, we need to make sure the entire course and the area around it are clean. I'd like you to divide into groups of 4 individuals each. Each group should head to a specific area to clean it up. I anticipate this should take about an hour to accomplish. When you're finished, come back here, please. We're having a special lunch for you. It's being provided by Wilson's Catering, so I'm sure you're going to love it.
Number 77. Who most likely are the listeners? Number 78. What does the speaker tell the listeners to do? Number 79. What will the listeners do after returning to the speaker? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following news report.
In local news, today was election day, and more than 70% of eligible voters in the city cast votes for mayor. Because so many people decided to vote this year, election officials are still busy counting the ballots. According to reports, the race between Lewis Griggs and David Menlow is still too close to call. Nobody knows who's going to be declared the winner. We probably won't find out until tomorrow morning. As for the election for city council, both Alison Bird and Peter Cormack were re-elected. But there will be 2 newcomers. Jasmine Snow and Richard Argyle won their contests by defeating their opponents rather soundly. I'll be back with another update in half an hour.
Number 80. What is the news report mainly about? Number 81. Why does the speaker say?
We probably won't find out until tomorrow morning.
Number 82. Who is Jasmine Snow? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Last week, we signed deals with three new companies, each of which wants its products within the next 2 months. We have the capacity to handle that, but we'll need to operate the assembly lines all day and night, 7 days a week. We've never done anything like this before. We'll probably have to hire some temporary workers, but before we do that, let's offer current members of our workforce the opportunity to work overtime. Inform everyone on your crews that they can work up to 15 hours a week in overtime, for which they'll be compensated at special rates. I need a list of employees and how much they're willing to work by the end of the work week.
Number 83. What does the speaker mean when she says,
"We've never done anything like this before"?
Number 84. What does the speaker suggest about overtime work? Number 85. What does the speaker want to have later in the week? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following talk.
All right, everyone. Now that winter is coming to an end, it's time to initiate preparations for our amusement park to get busier. As you know, we typically see an increase in the number of visitors starting in March, and then we get really busy in April. In fact, last April was our busiest month of the year last year. That's right, we had more customers in that month than we did in September last year. I found that rather surprising, but it also means that we have to anticipate the same thing happening this year. So let's hold some special programs for those customers who decide to come to see us in spring this year.
Number 86. Where do the listeners work? Number 87. What does the speaker imply when she states,
"I found that rather surprising"?
Number 88. What does the speaker want to do? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following introduction.
It gives me great pleasure to introduce the keynote speaker at this year's conference on international law. Mr. Cedric Turner is one of the most noted attorneys in the city. He has been practicing law for more than 30 years and somehow also finds the time to teach regularly at the local university. He recently concluded an important case involving local company MasterTech and the European conglomerate Aegis Incorporated. Right now, he's going to tell us exactly what happened and how he managed to emerge victorious in his defense of MasterTech. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a big hand to Mr. Cedric Turner.
Number 89. Who is Mr. Turner? Number 90. What did Mr. Turner recently do? Number 91. What will probably happen next? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following recorded message. Hello, and welcome to Dr. Roswell's clinic. We are currently closed, but you can leave a message for us. To request an appointment, please press 1 and then follow the instructions you're given. To check the time and date of an existing appointment, please press 2. If you have a question about a prescription, please press 3 and then leave a message. Someone will call you back within 1 hour of your leaving a message. If you have a problem that requires immediate medical care, please call 874-4847. That will connect you with the emergency room at Hatfield Hospital. If you would like to hear the message again, please stay on the line and it will automatically repeat. Number 92. Why would a listener press 3? Number 93. Who would most likely call the number given in the message? Number 94. How can a listener hear the message again? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting and order form.
Thank you for attending this emergency session, everybody. I just received a call from Mr. Sykes at Grover Manufacturing. As you are aware, he's been purchasing products from us for more than 2 decades. He indicated that the order which he placed 2 weeks ago failed to arrive. I checked the list, and I realized that he made a sizable order which, for some reason, nobody actually filled for him. Unfortunately, we don't have the product he wants in inventory at this time. We need to figure out a way to get him everything he ordered in the next few days. If any of you have some ideas, I'd like to hear them now.
Number 95. What is suggested about Mr. Sykes? Number 96. Look at the graphic. Which product does the speaker's company need to acquire? Number 97. What will the speaker most likely do next? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following advertisement and sign. Attention all shoppers, we would like to inform you that the store will be closing 30 minutes from now. As we do at this time every night, we are going to have a special sale in one of our departments. From now until we close, all items in the furniture department are discounted anywhere from 20 to 60% off. Enjoy great savings on beds, wardrobes, desks, dressers, couches, and more. Salespeople are standing by to assist you right now. You can access that department by taking either the escalator or the elevator there. We thank you for shopping here, and we hope you have a good night. Number 98. How often does the store have a sale? Number 99. Look at the graphic. What floor has items on sale? Number 100. What is the largest discount shoppers can receive?
This is the end of the listening test. Turn to Part 5 in your test book.